Hello, and welcome to the somewhat Scrap podcast. I just got out of church. I guess we can't actually record our podcast tonight because our storage is full. So I'm actually recording this on my phone. I got this 4-in-1 recorder. I'm recording it on my phone because we can't call in and record on the freeconferencecall.com recording because I gotta go clean up my memory. Basically, I download everything from Free Conference Call. We use that phone number to call in because we have international numbers. But unfortunately, we only have like 10 gigs that we can use. And each podcast is approximately 100 megabytes. Maybe a little less. We'll say on average, probably 75 megabytes. So, it's got to be more than that, because, no? Yeah. So, I don't know. Anyways, it doesn't take very long for us to use up. Maybe it's not 10 gigs, maybe it's only a gig. But anyways, I'm not sure how much space we have. It's not very much, obviously. 100 megabytes, a gig is about 1,000 megabytes, so yeah, about 2-3 weeks worth of recordings. Or 2-3 months worth of recordings, my bad. Anywho, so we're gonna re-record. I'm actually heading to the house, or the house in Kansas City, and I'm speeding to clear all that out, and maybe we'll do a short Scrap podcast tonight, or we'll just do it next week. But I'll just have to make sure this doesn't happen again in the future. What lane do I want to be in? I think it's the one I want to be in right here. Gotta watch out for crazy drivers. But, yeah. I did kind of want to talk about one thing, and that's that I just got out of Second Church. I call it Second Church. It's actually a traditional Christian church that believes in the power of, you know, communicating with your angels. And some call that being psychic. Some call it being intuitive. And I don't know. Others call it devil worship. So I don't know how talking to God is devil worship, but it's whatever. Or witchcraft. But anyhow, I got a message tonight that basically my endeavors are going to be successful in the near future. One said 5 years, the other one said in the near future. But they didn't mean just successful in money. They meant successful in helping people. And that's primarily what we do. I'm a healer, and I want to help people. But at the same time, you know, I need to make a paycheck. I want to make money. I used to chase the dollar. I don't chase the dollar so much anymore. I mean, I don't work for cheap like David Ray does. I value my time, and I believe that time is money. I value other people's time. But it's the money that allows me to do the extra things that I do. Like, kind of an example, but not really. I just bought two paintings from this young lady. She's not that young. She's about my age. But, you might call her a starving artist, but she's an artist. And when I first saw this one painting that she painted a year ago, or a little over a year ago, I liked it, but I didn't buy it. I could have. It was only like 20, 25 bucks. But I don't know, for whatever reason, I didn't do it. But I liked it. And so I just purchased it a year later. A few weeks ago, I purchased it, and I just met her today for lunch and retrieved the paintings. But, you know, they're like four times as much now. I actually bought two paintings instead of just one. But, you know, the price went up in a year's time to four times the amount. But that's okay, you know, because four to five times as much. But that's okay, because, you know, I'm making more money now. And, you know, her time is valuable. And, you know, she does, you know, nice work. I like her paintings. And so, here, that now that I'm making more money, I'm able to help somebody who really deserves it, who really needs it. You know, she's a single mom, and she's not asking for handouts. She's actually doing things. She's a healer, too. But she's actually doing things, trying to help herself, instead of just saying, hey, gimme. And so now that I'm making more money, I'm able to help somebody who deserves it, a hand up. And so that's basically where I was going with that, is, you know, the money isn't really that important. The money is just a tool in order to do things, just like a hammer and nails are a tool to do things. But my reading, I had two readings today by two different people, and they didn't talk to each other before giving me a reading, the same reading, and the second one did not hear the first one tell me that. And so, it was like the first one, she was sitting behind me in church. And I took sweet potatoes to everybody. And granted, I probably should have taken and donated them sooner, but these are the last of the sweet potatoes. And so some of them are starting to go bad, and so I wanted to distribute them before they do go bad. And so I'm just giving them away. And, of course, people are grateful. And most of them are still good. But now's the time to start putting them in the ground. So it's like, now's the time to get rid of the old ones. And so she loves the sweet potatoes. And she kind of needs them for her diet, because she's on a special diet. Sweet potatoes are the healthier potatoes. But anyway, she was sitting behind me, and she had a message. This is right before church started. That in 5 years, you know, it was going to be a success. I'll be able to get off the road, could drive a truck, and be successful, which is basically what I've been trying to do for 20 years. You know, I got into trucking because of child support. You know, child support got the best of me. I couldn't afford to live. I couldn't afford to eat. I couldn't afford nothing. I had a car that was paid for, And I was living with my mom because I was broke. Child support pretty much took everything. And that's the way the government works. And it's kind of part of our podcast is, you know, talking about the increase in the size, the cost, the extent of the reach and the power of a terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government. So child support got the best of me and I had to go out on the road to survive. I didn't have to. That was one of my options. That's what I did. And I've been looking for ways to get off the road and whatever. Well, recently I determined that, well, I'm probably going to be driving truck for the rest of my life. And I'm just content with that now. I got my farm. I enjoy the farm. I enjoy helping people. I think I should go back to school for psychology. I have been shrinking people for years. Too bad I couldn't fit, can't physically shrink things. That would be freaking awesome. But I've been intellectually and psychologically and emotionally helping people. And physically, for that matter, with herbs and aromatherapy and such. But, so she was like, you know, hey, in about 5 years, you're going to be more successful. You're going to be able to get off the road and not have to worry about driving truck anymore. And I was like, cool. I'm actually to the point now where I'm not sure that's, what the heck was that? That was weird. I'm not sure if that's what I really want anymore. I want to pull into the backyard. I need to unlock the gate. But, it's kind of what I want. It's kind of one of my, it's one of my projects. It's one of my dreams. And, if we can be successful and help people, hey, I'm happy. You know, that's what I am about. Helping people. But I don't want to be poor or broke at the same time, you know? I want to be able to pay my bills and I want to have a comfortable life, you know? I don't got to live high on the hog like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. But, you know, I want to be comfortable. I want to be happy. And I'm not happy being poor. Then again, what key am I looking for? You know, on OkCupid, one of the questions is, would you rather be poor and have love? Or would you rather have love or not have love and have money? And that's a tough question. And I chose that I would rather have love and be poor. But I'm not sure. You know, it's like, in this day and age, it's almost like you have to choose between one or the other. It seems like, you know, you can't have a woman if you ain't got no money. Because most women, when you, this day and age, a lot of women, once you lose your income or you lose your means of being able to take care of them and give them everything they want, they're off to the next guy. And, you know, money talks. Like they say, money talks, everything else walks. So, you know, if you ain't got no money, you ain't got no woman, typically speaking. Then again, there's other aspects to that. You know, women just want to have fun. Like I think Cyndi Lauper sung that song, "Girls Just Wanna Have Fun." You know, if you don't have money, you can't show a woman a good time. You know, they're not interested in you. Women want security. They want probably more than they can have, or more than whatever. A lot of them. I'm not saying all of them. But yeah, so anyways. So that's a tough deal. Make sure I'm still recording. Okay, I am. You can't have money and love, it seems. I mean, it's possible. No, wait. You can't have... I don't know, whatever. The question, that's what it was. The question assumed that you can't have both. And I think you can. You can have love and be poor. You can have love and be rich. But this lock won't lock. There it is. But if I don't have money, I'm miserable. That's just the way I am. I would almost rather not have a relationship than I would be poor. But at the same time, I long for love. I long for love. My brother has a philosophy of, you know, find them, fuck them, and forget them. And he's had that philosophy for a long time. Now, he has been married a couple times. I've been married a few times. None of them worked out. Obviously, I'm still single, or I'm single again. But, and I'm still looking for love in probably all the wrong places. But, here's that light. At first I thought it was a fire. Oh, it's not a light, it's orange paint. But because of the way the lighting is right now, it looked like it was a light. So the way the sun is shining, well, it's not really sun, but the light of the day is reflecting off the orange paint. It looked like there was, at first I thought it was the tree was on fire. And then as I was driving past it, it looked like it was a light. I was like, what? So I had to come back and check it out and make sure there wasn't like a fire or something. But anyhow. So, yeah, I can't, I don't know that I would be happy being poor, even if I had love, and I wouldn't be happy being rich without love, so I just can't win, you know, I couldn't be either or, I'd gotta have money and I'd have to have love. But I think I'd rather be alone and be comfortable than I would have a mate and be poor. But then again, you know, what is money? You know, money's just a tool to get what you need. There's other tools. But if I had everything I need and I wasn't rich, I didn't have money, I wouldn't need money, and therefore, yeah, I could be poor and have love. So I don't know where I was going with that. I kind of lost. I tend to do that. I get off base and get derailed. I lose my train of thought. But Psychic Church. So she was. She gave me a message at the beginning of the service. At the end of the service, we have our reading session, or message, actually almost towards the end. It's like two-thirds of the way in. And this other guy gave me a message basically saying the same thing. He didn't give me a time frame, but he said that I'm going to be successful, and not just money-wise, but in the spirit. Well, our farm is mostly designed to help people. I mean, yeah, we want to make money, we want to survive. But our DD&D podcast started with the concept of the farm. It's an off-grid, organic farm and retreat. We talk about politics, or what some might call politics. We actually talk more on liberty than we do politics. But it's an off-grid, organic farm and retreat. So we're not quite like the Amish. We believe in producing our own utilities. We believe in not being centralized. Mostly David Ray believes in not being centralized. Not having a centralized government. Not being dependent on a system. Not being dependent on the system. And I agree with that part. Being self-sufficient. Being self-sustained. And so our farm is going to be a retreat one day, hopefully in about 5 years. But the ideally it is, you know, we've been studying over the last 5, 10, 20 years, alternative health, alternative energy, alternative thinking. Now, alternative thinking would be more like talking about the metaphysical, like psychic church. We don't follow a specific doctrine. We study multiple religions. We study the religions behind the religions. You know, like most Christians think that, you know, Jehovah is Jesus and Yahshua is God. And Jehovah, maybe, but you know, Yahweh had a name before it was Yahweh. And so we study those types of things. We go back in time. We don't look at things on the surface. Some of it we do, we take it for face value. But for the most part, we're deeper than that, and we go beyond to infinity and beyond. We're a little weird, and we talk about some things that may or may not be appropriate. But for the most part, you know, we're here to help people. And, you know, none of us is perfect. And sometimes we get caught up in our own drama on our podcasts. And sometimes we talk about other people's business when we really shouldn't be. But for the most part, we're here to try to help people. That is probably our sole purpose on this planet. And so primarily everything that we do is designed around this concept of helping people, giving them hand ups, not handouts, you know, freeing them from slavery, you know, because we're basically slaves to the New World Order or the Old World Order or the World Order, whatever you want to call it, this terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government. And so our farm is about that. It's about helping to free people. Give them free thinking. We're studying free energy. And, you know, just trying to help people. And so, my reading from the second guy was that we are going to be successful not just in money, but in spirit. You know, we'll have more money, but the money is to fuel the things that we're trying to accomplish, the things that we want to do. And I pray for that, because my biggest problem is I'm a little ADD. And actually David Ray is too. And we need more structure. So maybe somebody's going to come along and help ground us and point us in the right direction. Maybe a cloud might help us. I don't know. But, you know, If you go to our website, David, David, and David, go to Alternative Thinking. And under Alternative Thinking, you'll find Nimana. And Nimana is one of the things that I plan on implementing into the land, into our project. Well, this girl that I had this semi-lunch date with today, she is actually right now, physically speaking, in... at this moment in Cloud Piler's class for making natural medicines, a certain type of natural medicine, and I forgot the terminology, but he has a method that helps protect his medicine men and women. And so, you know, maybe she will be helping us. I don't know. She's doing a lot of the things that we talk about doing. And so I would love to have her as part of our project. and who knows? Maybe she will. You know, like they said, you know, we'll be able to, you know, like I was saying earlier, the same woman, I would be able to buy her paintings. Because I'm making more money, I didn't buy them when I was making less money, when she was charging less. Now that she's charging more, I was able to pay the more and give her more for the value of the paintings, you know, give her more value. Because now she feels that she has more value because her paintings are more valuable. Somebody's willing to pay, you know, $75-$80. I got both paintings for $175, but originally they were, you know, they were $100 apiece. But one of her people that were assisting her damaged one or two, you know, damaged both of them actually, and she had to repair them. She actually put more work into them to repair them. They weren't that damaged, just a tiny, tiny bit. But she put work into it to repair it and make it good again and charged me and gave me a discount. So she put more work into it to make it right, you know. So it was definitely worth her time, you know, for the extra money. And I feel good about that, you know. Too many times we're in a society to where we think it's cheap is good, free is better. And it's not always the case. We have to look at, you know, the value of it. You know, the food that we eat, the cheaper it is usually the less quality it is. The other products that we buy in the stores, usually, not always, sometimes cheap is good. And free's not always better either. You know, it's like, but anyways, free usually means there's something attached to it that's going to create slavery. The government gives out free stuff all the time, but their free stuff enslaves people. So free's not always better. Cheap is not always better. So you got to look at the value of it, and you got to value people and value what, you know, their work and the time, the sweat, the blood that they put into it. And that's why we promote Ubuntu and CES, which this girl, she's doing Ubuntu and CES. We promote it, but we're not doing it. I want to do it, but we're not. She's doing it, and I admire her for that. You know, she's doing all the things that we talk about. So she would be a valuable person to have around. I mean, we do alternative health. That's the one thing that we are practicing what we preach. But part of our podcast, and, you know, is to help open people's minds and open them up to new ideas and new concepts and freeing themselves from this terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government. freeing themselves from this world order. And so my readings today was basically an encouragement, an uplifting message to say that I am on the right track. I am going to be successful in my endeavors. My work is not going to be in vain. So we'll see what happens in about 5 years. So I guess that concludes the ScrapGov Scrap podcast. Stay tuned for future podcasts. I'm gonna have to get my computer out and work on fixing our podcast problem. And then I'll call and record Ron Paul. And I'll upload that as well. Maybe David Ray and I will do a Scrap Go Scrap podcast. But, it'll have to be tomorrow. But we'll probably just readjourn it till next week. And that's why I'm recording this, to fill in for our Scrap Go Scrap podcast that I can't record. So I'm recording it on my phone, and then I'll put it on the PC and I'll upload it. So there you go. I'm still working on a Scrap Go Scrap website, but basically it's going to be, I've got it, it's its own little YouTube, to where we and others can upload their own freedom videos. The podcast is for audios, but typically it's for our podcast. And then if we want to upload audio, we can. If you want us to upload an audio, well, you'll have to get with us on that. But or call the podcast and we can play it over the podcast. And we can do commentary on it. But eventually, maybe we'll have a more quality system set up. Right now, we're just kind of winging it. But we're using this free conferencing call program because it's got international numbers, which we normally wouldn't be able to afford. And so people can call in from like 63 different countries. And we just have to watch our disk face. And basically, what I do is, once we start filling up our disk space, I start deleting stuff. But every week, we do our recordings there. I download them from freeconferencecall.com and to my computer, rename it, and then upload it to our website. So we got the DD&D podcast, which is DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we don't really talk about Dungeons and Dragons. It's just a kind of a play on words. We do talk about games sometimes, but we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. And then our Sunday podcast is ScrapGov Scrap, where we talk about the increase in the size, the cost, the extent of the reach and the power of a terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government. So, just keep an eye out on our websites. We also have a WordPress there. Lenny Ladner had a blog under ScrapGov Scrap. It was at Blogspot, which is, I think, Google. So you can probably still find his ScrapGov Scrap blog spot on Google, but there's not really a lot there. So that's why I'm taking over it. He still owns it, but he redirected the IP address so that I can run it. And we will have blogs in the future. I've set up a video site there so people can upload
freedom videos, things that YouTube's trying to get rid of, because Google's part of the New World Order. And Google owns YouTube. They bought them out about 5 years ago. Ever since they bought them out, I've been having nothing but problems with them. They finally shut me down. They found a way to get rid of me. And not just me. I mean, I'm not the only target. There's a whole bunch of us that they want to get rid of. And so, I was just one of them. So the things that they don't want you to see, the things the government doesn't want you to know, you'll more than likely find them on our website. At least till they shut us down again. You know, well, they shut me down on YouTube. But at least until they shut down our website, you'll find them at scrapgovscrap.com. Videos, audios, blogs, whatever I can post there that is freedom movement, we'll have posted there. So that's our Freedom Fighter website. 3%er website, whatever you want to call it. So like I said, our DD&D podcast is on Saturday nights. Probably need to pick a better night because sometimes I want to go out on Saturdays since I'm single. But Sunday night after church is our ScrapGov Scrap podcast. You can find the phone numbers at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com or ScrapGovScrap.com. And with ScrapGovScrap, it's under the podcast link. And call in. We're always looking for callers. Our callers make our podcast a whole lot more interesting. Last week, it kind of got more religious, but it was still about government. You know, it's just this guy has a religious perspective as far as the New World Order and the end of the world is concerned. Or, you know, whatever. He calls it the end of the world. We call it the end of the world as we know it. But, you know, so feel free to call in and give us your perspective. We'll interview you. We may not agree with you, but that's okay because we're here for the listener. And if you have a message that the listener needs to hear, then great, call in. And I mean, most of my listeners are probably my stalker ex-girlfriends, but we have listeners, and we have at least a half dozen to a dozen listeners, sometimes more. So, I mean, we're not as famous as Art Bell and Rush Limbaugh and the rest of them, but you know, our listenership keeps going up. And we used to have people calling in. We don't really have hardly anybody call in anymore. We had a caller last week, and that was a rarity. But yeah, please call in. We love callers. We really love our callers. So, one or two callers is probably optimum. But one time we had a Flat Earth podcast on our DD&D podcast. We had like a dozen callers, and it was freaking awesome. I mean, one guy mostly talked, and I mostly interviewed, but we had some other people talking, and it was pretty cool. So, yeah. So there it is. I guess that's it. I'm going to get on my computer and try to do some fixing. So, talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.